every day, me and you. The Good News and Shoes.
This is the Jesus Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Good News and Shoes.
Welcome back to the Victory is Assured broadcast, brought to you by Kurt Owen Ministries. For over 26 years, Kurt Owen has been helping people worldwide learn how to live victoriously by applying the promises in the Bible to their everyday life. As a part of this ministry, Kurt Owen has assisted in starting many, many churches throughout the world. This includes a very powerful local church by the name of Real Life Church in Port St. Lucie. For over 10 years, Pastor Terry Owen has been helping people throughout the area learn how to live miraculously by applying the promises in the Bible to their everyday life. Every Wednesday and Sunday, Pastor Terry Owen brings a dynamic and powerful message at Real Life Church. Today, we will be continuing to learn from Pastor Terry what the Bible has to say as to how we should deal with this coronavirus.
You know, Rose is like this great example of this. Somebody will say, well, you know, I'm going to ask Pastor Kurt or I'm going to ask Pastor Terry if we can do this. And she'll say, you don't have to. They're going to say no. And they'll, but I didn't ask, but I know them. But Ariel fonts in, it doesn't matter. You won't be using it on any publication because Pastor Kurt doesn't like it. Well, but we want to paint something brown. No, you won't be painting it brown. Pastor Terry may like brown, okay, but Pastor Kurt hates brown. What? Because she knows the people. Therefore, she already knows the answer before the question gets asked, right? And the better and the more that we know Jesus more intimately, we already know the answer before it gets asked. And there's a lot of things that we can eliminate just by following how he says to do things. Okay, we didn't lose our place. We're back over in Philippians chapter 4. We're going to go to verse 5 now because we're rejoicing. Remember, rejoice in the Lord. Again, I say rejoice. Verse 5. Philippians 4, 5. Let all men know and perceive and recognize your unselfishness. Just dramatic pause so that we can let that sink in. Your considerateness, your forbearing spirit. Okay, you know, right now, in today's day and age, unselfishness is uncommon. People are very, very selfish. That's what all this hoarding is about that's going on. You know, I wish I could say that I had 10 cases of toilet paper in the back so I could just hand it out to y'all, right? Because if I were going to hoard, I would hoard to give, not hoard to hoard. Because hoarding is selfish, but then beyond that, it's a lack mentality. What if I can't get this? And Pastor Kurt said, listen, don't you think that ravens could just drop it off at your house? The Lord is near. He is coming soon. I believe that with all my heart. We're not quite there yet because there's still more things to have that need to happen before we get there. But we need to be preparing. How do we prepare? Jesus said, when I return, will I find faith? Will I find faith in the earth? Well, I believe that we're a body of believers where he will find faith. I believe that he'll find it right here, and I believe that he'll find it in you. And I believe that as we press in to know him more, It will continue to strengthen our faith within us, and we will continue to walk by faith more and more, and we will learn how to lead others in our walk of faith. Amen. Verse 6, do not fret or have any anxiety about anything except for the coronavirus. Doesn't say that, does that? Do not fret or have any anxiety about anything. Anything. What does anything mean? Anything. But in every circumstance and in everything, by prayer and petition, definite requests, not just asking amiss, but definite request with thanksgiving, continue to make your wants known to God. And God's peace shall be yours. that tranquil state of a soul assured of its salvation through Christ, and so fearing nothing from God and being content with its earthly lot of whatever sort that is, that peace, which transcends all understanding, shall garrison and mount guard over your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. We can have a peace that surpasses all understanding right here, right now, and then minister that peace out. It starts within. It starts with our relationship with Jesus. It starts with our assurance of who we are and whose we are. For the rest, brethren, whatever is true, whatever is worthy of reverence and is honorable and seemly, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely and lovable, whatever is kind and winsome and gracious, if there is any virtue and excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think on and weigh and take account of these things. Fix your minds on them. Now, we just saw that we can have a peace that surpasses all understanding, and immediately instruction came what to think about. Immediately what to think about. Now, is fear on that list of things to think about? Are plagues on the list of things to think about? Are countermeasures to the plagues things to think about? So here's the thing. The scripture is very, very specific of what we're to meditate on, think on. The word meditate is to dwell on anything in thought, to contemplate, or to study, to turn or revolve any subject in the mind appropriately but not exclusively use of pious contemplation or consideration of the great truths of the Bible. Okay. Now, if we're going to meditate, to think on, to roll it over in your mind, to mutter it with your mouth, what are the things that we should be thinking about? Okay. Anytime you catch yourself saying something, because you know we all mutter, right? Y'all mutter? We all mutter. So when we're muttering, when we're saying things, if you catch something coming out of your mouth that is not on this list, pure, lovely, praiseworthy, virtuous, of good report, then you cast it down in the name of Jesus. You call those words dead. You curse them. You don't want to harvest off that seed you just planted, right? Haven't we all done that? Okay, so we do not want that. Then let's turn around and start speaking the word 10 times over whatever we just said. Okay, if you can only come up with three, come up with three. But we speak the scripture out of our mouth to counter it. Oh, it's flu season. I just know I'm going to catch the flu. No. By his stripes, I was healed. I am the redeemed of the Lord, and I say so. I overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of my testimony, and the word of my testimony is that by his stripes, I was healed, right? Because we need to counter it, because you're going to end up being around humans. And when we're around humans, we tend to say what those other people say. And we don't do it intentionally, but we can end up catching ourselves, and we see that if we're around someone who says things like that, eventually it just all of a sudden something comes out of our mouths that it's not that we want it, it's not that we're believing for it, but all of a sudden we hear ourselves say something. So we need to be aware of what we're saying, and if it's not the things that we need to be meditating on, once we've meditated the scripture, it will start to come out of the abundance of our heart, our mouth will speak. Amen? Now, we are out of time, so we will close with 1 Peter chapter 5-ish, close-ish. With 1 Peter 5, 7. Now, you all have seen this scripture a lot, so go back and you can read it in context. But in the New King James, it says, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. In the Amplified, it says, casting the whole of your care, all of your worry, all of your anxieties, all of your concerns, once and for all on him. For he cares for you affectionately, and he cares about you watchfully. He's conveying to you his heart as to why you do not have to be worried, why you do not have to be anxious, why you do not have to carry a care. That's why if you ever hear somebody say, take care to Pastor Kurt, he says, for nothing. We don't take care. And we understand the heart that it's being in. We're not criticizing people. But we're not to worry. Worry means that it's a tease or trouble or to harass with importunity or with care and anxiety. Now, we are told not to worry. It's funny because worry will cause fatigue. It tears you down. It makes you angry. So if you start to see some of those things, understand there's a lot of people right now that are vexed, angry, worried, fatigued, torn down. And listen, I expect more of you, okay? One, because I love you and I believe in you. And two, because I know the word that's been put down on the inside of you. First thing I'm going to do is say, if anyone has never accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, that is the first step that we need to take. The first step that we take is to receive Jesus as our Lord, as our Savior, and make entrance into the family. And once we've made entrance into the family, the Word of God is able to transform us. We have a journey that we're on once we take the first step of accepting Jesus as our Lord and Savior. So if you have never accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, I'm going to ask you to just think about it. You know, like I said, my husband did not get saved because he loved God. He got saved because he was dying and he saw an insurance plan so that he'd have fire insurance. And there, you know what? He's in the kingdom of God, and now he's a mighty man of God. And so it doesn't matter what place you're in. If you see and the Holy Spirit's prompting you right now, yes, I want to accept Jesus. I don't know what all it means yet, but we're going to figure it out together. Then I want you to say this with me. What is necessary is that you believe that Jesus is the Son of God, that he died for your sins, and that God raised him from the dead. And the scripture says in Romans that if you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, then you are saved. It's that simple. There's nothing complicated about it. We might complicate it sometimes, but God has made it oh so simple. So say this with me. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for sending Jesus, your Son, to die for my sins. I believe that you raised him from the dead. Jesus, I believe in my heart, and I confess with my mouth that you are my Lord, that you are my Savior. I receive you, and I receive that I am cleansed, and that I am clean, and that I am yours. Holy Spirit, fill me to overflowing. Teach me to walk according to God's word and God's way. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Now, if that's the first time that you prayed that prayer, I'm going to ask you to send us an email at connect@reallifefl.com, because that is the beginning of your journey and not the end of your destination. There is so much more available. Amen. Amen.
We know that you have received revelation knowledge from this message. We invite you to continue to listen to this message from Pastor Terry at the next regularly scheduled broadcast of Victory is Assured.
All of us here at Real Life Church would like to remind you that what you hear makes the difference between success or failure. Pastor Terry Owen would like to personally invite you to come experience miraculous words of life in person at Real Life Church in Port St. Lucie. However, during these unusual times, we will be holding our Sunday and Wednesday services live online on YouTube. Here is how you get there. Go to YouTube, type in Kurt Owen Ministries, and when you get to that page, tap on Kurt Owen Ministries, and then the live broadcast will be right in front of you. Real Life Church, the most loving church in the world, where miracles happen every day. Real Life Church is an outreach ministry of Kurt Owen Ministries.
Easter is our favorite time of the year. COVID-19 can't cancel Easter. In fact, 2,000 years ago, all the forces of hell tried that,